Time now for tips for hardy gardeners. Tom Casper, he's out in the backyard weeding that iceberg lettuce. Hey, TK, good morning.
Good morning, and I'm planting my snow peas.
Are you too? Oh, good. Yeah, you got a little snow for the snow peas yesterday, so that was good. That was good. So there are, one of the things that has amazed me and delighted me is that there are, even in the depths of winter, when it's too cold to be outside pottering about in the garden, there are wonderful things that gardeners can do from indoors. And
that's
those
right.
things include making little plans and drawing little charts and doing that whole thing, getting a good look at your backyard and your or your garden space without all the leaves and stuff, and looking at them seed catalogs, which are, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
You really should give somebody else your credit card before you open up the seed catalogs. Now, you've never made an impulse purchase out of seed catalogs, have you?
Well, I'll tell the banana trees that are growing in my living room that, but no.
Of course not.
I don't think so.
Of course not.
So, yeah, but you're right. I mean, there are, a lot of folks think, well, once the frost and it's gotten cold, all that hits, it's time to stop gardening. And part of the physicalness of it does stop, but certainly the mentalness and the planning. And this is a great time, too, to reflect on those successes in our garden that we had in previous years or the past year, and also the things that didn't do quite as well, what we're going to do or change to allow them to do better. Are we going to plant something different because the conditions or environment isn't right for them? So, yeah, it's a perfect time to be daydreaming and looking out the window and, you know, thinking and wishing and knowing that, I mean, we're 2 months away from March now in spring. That last year, some folks were already planting by the end of March. We had such a nice spring. So,
wow, so that'd be good.
Are. Yeah, we certainly are in that time. And it certainly is the second holiday season for gardeners with all of the seed catalogs showing up in the mail. And all of the great opportunities for gardeners to try something new if they want to, or see a plant that they've been looking for and couldn't find and have an opportunity to try through those catalogs. And certainly with the interest in vegetable gardening and the impacts on growing our own local food, those catalogs that are rich in vegetable choices are very popular right now too, and Duluth Community Garden Program just nominated the carrot as their vegetable of the year, and I know you were instrumental in announcing that.
Well, yeah, we didn't get our song though. We didn't get our song this year. Michael Gabler, who always writes the song for the vegetable of the year, is on sabbatical. In Iowa. Who goes on sabbatical to Iowa?
Iowa is a beautiful place. It's a great farming community or gardening.
I'm sorry,
community.
But I grew up just over the border from Iowa. All right? And the things that I know about Iowans are this.
I don't think you can say this, can you?
Probably not. No. I mean, they drive to Rochester and it would just be like, look, Martha, there's a building. We mocked them. That was back in the day, you know, that was a long time ago. That was back in the day when mocking other people for their driving ability and making fun of them for being from another state was the sort of thing that we did. But we know better. We do better now. Just saying. But at any rate, I don't know nothing about no vegetable catalogs.
Oh.
But when, because I look at the flower cat. If I order some, I look at the flower catalogs. Right. Experienced gardeners, when they look at a catalog, do they envision the little bear? I mean, they see the picture of the beautiful tree or the beautiful shrub or the beautiful rose bush or whatever. Do they envision the little bare root thing that's really going to come in the mail? Or, I mean, are they smart enough to, and they imagine the way it's going to look over the next, you know, number of years until it reaches maturity? Or do they really think, I'm going to put this in the ground and within a year it's going to be, you know, 8 feet tall and covered with blossoms?
Well, that's where you have to read the fine print.
Well, experienced gardeners, though, they know this.
Yeah.
They know
this.
It
depends on what you're buying. Yeah. Some of the, I personally wouldn't be buying any trees through any of the mail order companies because, as you mentioned, they are so small. And for most of us, it would take a lifetime or many years before we saw the shade that was going to provide or benefited from the shade or the fruit that it might provide maybe 10 years down the road. So I prefer buying those locally or at a garden center where you have some size and some knowledge of its how it's been grown.
So you're all about immediate gratification is what you're saying.
Well, no. I'm more about thinking about spending my money wisely.
Okay. All right. So, fair enough.
But, you know, with shrubs that grow relatively rapidly, you could buy a shrub from a mail order catalog that's only 3 or 4 inches tall, and it could be 2 feet tall by the end of that summer and certainly establishing its mature size not too soon after that. So depending on what you're buying, and, of course, rose bushes, things like that may come small also, but if you do protection on them and take care of them, they'll get pretty good size, too, in a year. So depending on what you're buying, you can have really good success with things coming out of mail order catalogs and, you know, and seeds. If you have the capability of starting your own seeds, especially for those plants that require that to get a earlier start, like tomatoes or peppers or squash, if possible, stuff like that that you can start earlier, you'll definitely have a better chance of success. So.
Well, and there's your opportunity to do more of that hands-on gardening, no matter what the temperature is.
Yeah. So I have a catalog for folks to look up. It's if they can get online, it's Shumway, and it's Shumway.
Okay.
And it's just, if they type that in or Google that, it's a company that's been around. It's a Wisconsin company, but it's been around for 130 years, I believe, providing really cool seeds and plants, including some interesting perennials and things like that that are a little harder to find. So if folks want a little tip or a guide, they could go to the Shumway website and take a look.
Just make sure that you hand someone else your credit card.
That's right.
Before you log on and say, no matter what noises you hear from me, no matter what I say to you, don't return the card. All right, TK, thanks a bunch for joining us this morning, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He's also our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Tuesday morning, right here on Northland Morning.